Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining.
Anybody ever been hit?
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seem to get a break, never seem to get away, no. If it ain't working hard, being a dad or mom, I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better. There's a few times I did not come running.
I'm not stopping, but I'm working.
When you wanted more, I would give you less, and Lord, I'm sorry.
The times you bailed me out,
God. You've been so good to me.
I just wanna scream and shout. If it ain't a conference call or playing basketball, I may forget to pray. It's been part of my day. But I'm talking to you,
God.
Never saying thank you,
God.
Like I said, forgive me, I get better.
Come on,
yeah. I'm not perfect, but I'm
worth it. When you want it more, I'ma give you less, and Lord, I'm sorry.
Stars all the way from here. Can't you
Without you, I just couldn't do it no know I wouldn't get through it. Trying to rock without you's like an engine with no fluid. I crash and I burn and I die without you.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa,
he's gotta,
yeah.
Check it out.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah, I'ma let him do
Great. We ready?
Let me know and I'll hand the phone off. Let me know when you're ready.
All right. I am ready.
Okay. I'm going to put Rev on now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining me on today. Reverend Ron, the hip hop icon, one of the founders of Reverend Ron DMC, an ordained minister, DJ, and TV star. Reverend Ron, how you doing on today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I won't complain, even when the weather is looking a little dreary outside, but I won't complain. I'm on top of the ground, and the ground's not on top of me.
That's incredible. I like that. I'm going to have to keep that and put that up and write hashtag inspired mobility.
Yes, yes. Well, before we get started, Reverend Ron, I just want to say I truly admire your love that you expressed of your wife and your family through social media. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely
I appreciate
beautiful.
That very much.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason for the interview is, now, the dude from the bathtub, from Reverend Ron's house, who gives words
yep.
of wisdom, you have partnered with AT&T and
yep.
the Inspired Mobility Conversation to share inspiring words. What made you move forward in this project?
Well, you know, I've been on the social media for quite some time and have a lot of followers, and I believe that AT&T probably took note of it and realized with their campaign and what they're doing with Inspired Mobility that I'd be a great person to work with. So I was very actually flattered and all excited when I got the call, and we put together some thoughts and playlists of music, and I'm just talking to people about joining in the conversation with all the cyberbullying and all the stuff that goes on that's negative sometimes on the internet. It's probably really good that kids get to see, and different people who need words of wisdom and little
right.
bits of encouragement to see Inspired Mobility all over the internet. So I'm just going at it and putting up tweets and Instagrams and Facebooks and every form of social media I can to keep the word out there and then keep the conversation going.
Right, because I am a follower of yours. And, you know, technology, cell phones, it's like, I have to say this, Reverend Ryan, when I wake up in the morning, before I go to sleep, I'm always checking some type of social media. And I was like, should I go on a fast from this? This become addictive.
That's what people always say. Like, I'll get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you might check your phone. This is just crazy.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, it's interesting. It's just that time that we're in right now. It's interesting, and you find different things that inspire you, and it's pretty addictive. You can fast forward if you want to. You know, I do it, and sometimes I'll roll over and do it in the middle of the night. My wife's like, really? Really? Are you back on the Internet? I'm like, yeah. And then I'll put it down for a minute. But, you know, it's fun, and you can find all types of faith quotes, and people put up actually sermons and this inspired music out there. It's just a great place and a great time where you can use it for positivity.
Right, right. So with that being said, how does mobile help us and others tap into faith and inspiration?
Well, you know, like once you get your pages set up and you get involved with just different people and different memes and all the fun stuff that's out there, you really end up having a good time in social media. You just have to know the ins and outs of it. You have to know, you know, whose page to follow. There's this great people, Deepak Chopra, there's T.D. Jakes, there's so many spiritual leaders that are on social media these days. It's amazing. I mean, people, they don't even tell you put your phone away in church anymore. They take your phone out, take your notes in church, and, you know, you can pull out your Bible app, and then you got pastors who use the pointer, and they pull up their phone and say, I wrote some notes here on my smartphone, and they put it up against the screen in the church. So it's just like it's a blessing, and it's really, we're in a new generation where you can reach people through social media, and AT&T being the leader in all the mobile apps and all these different things, it's perfect for them, you know, and I love it. I love being involved, and I'm honored to be down with AT&T.
Right. Joining me in this studio, I have Reverend Ryan, hip-hop icon. I want to back it up a little bit, Reverend Ryan. With you being an ordained minister, and I'm young, so I'm an 80s baby. I'm 28. And so I want to back it up to those who are in the generation that our young generation, and you're giving encouraging words, inspiration, because it definitely motivates me and inspires me. How did you find your love for Christ and even stepping into the ministry?
For me, I went to Catholic school as a child, but as I got older and developed Run-DMC, I was very blessed with a lot of Run-DMC stuff. And as I hit my top, my very top was my bottom for me, actually. Being at the top of everything, you kind of get empty. And the emptiness comes from, okay, there has to be more to it than, you know, millions of albums sold and all of that type of stuff. So I started going to church, and that missing piece was a very close relationship with the Lord Christ. Well, based on that, I started going to church, and I fell in love with the church. And becoming a minister in the churches these days, and the first thing you do when you get there, after you're there for a while, you end up being an usher. You end up being on the choir. You so many things to do at the church. And next thing you know, after studying and being there and becoming a deacon, I mean, I ended up becoming a minister. And the next thing you know, I'm my television show runs house on MTV as Reverend Run, and my pulpit ended up being these television shows, and then Twitter and all these different social media places. So for me, the Rev Run is a product of going to church and then sharing what I've learned through many different ways between television and through social media.
So you've never been inspired or been encouraged to have form your own church, or, you know, is there any
resistance
against
it? It's never been my calling. No,
okay.
It's just not a calling of mine. God never called me to open up a church. I think what's happening with me is it's very effective with Run's House. Instead of telling someone on what it says in the Bible and all that, they're looking at a family and they become inspired. I believe some of the people like Jay-Z and like Kanye West, you know, looked at that, and it has its own swag to it. It has its own inspiration to it to see the after rap. What do I do after rap? What do I do? The Bible says when you're younger, you do childish things. When you're older, you put those things away. And I believe that through watching me on television and watching my family, they get more out of me through the show, through Run's House, through the cooking show, through actions than just telling people that they need to be saved, is to look at a saved person, to look at a person that's good to their wife, to look at a person that's taking care of their children. When you look at that, you, like the Bible says, look on us. And that's how the man who was stuck got up and started walking. Just look on us and you will be healed. Yeah. So it's more of seeing than just preaching. It's do what I do, don't do what I say. So God has used me in that capacity in this time. And my pulpit first became MTV, and my pulpit became Twitter, and my pulpit is these shows, and my pulpit of Reverend Run, it reaches many people, and that's really my calling. You know, my calling was never to open a church, and that's why
Go ahead, I keep cutting you off.
No, you can go. Go ahead.
Joining me is Reverend Run. As we talk about Inspired Mobility, you've connected with, partnered with AT&T. You're working on a lot of projects that you just shared. You're traveling. And what else are you working on? I wanted to ask, you have a project going on with Tyrese, right?
Yeah, I have a show called It's Not You, It's Men that's on Oprah Winfrey Network OWN. And me and Tyrese, as the perspective of a very married man and a very single man, and you can get the perspectives of two men talking about their experience in whether it's being married or why they're not married or what their expectations are. And, you know, it just gives out so much points of view when you have one end of the spectrum and the other end. So it's been very good. We got it done, and the first episode will be airing January 23rd on OWN.
Awesome. We're looking forward to look out for that. A man who is single, and I am a huge fan of, too. Tyrese is blessed, and then a family man. Where are you located right now, Reverend Ryan, if you don't mind me asking? Because I see that you're all over the world. I thought I saw that you were in Italy or somewhere. Right?
Yeah,
where are you now?
We went all over the world with this show with Travel Channel that comes on Wednesday nights on the Travel Channel. It's called Rev Runs Around the World. And right now I'm sitting in Chicago talking to you. I'm out here working very closely with AT&T and the Inspired Mobility campaign, which I'm very excited about because it fits right up my alley. I love giving out words of wisdom. I love what they're doing. I love the Inspired Mobility campaign. And it's just, you know, it's just perfect for me. It's continuing what I'm doing, and I get to do what I love and love what I do.
That's a blessing. Christmas is just around the corner. So what does Christmas look like in your home?
Well, in my home right now, I'm not there. I'm going to fly home. But they've been decorating the tree. They left me some garland and some a couple of trinkets to put on the tree. So I'm excited to get home and to get with my family and do some real good shopping and some fun stuff. I'm a very big Christmas person.
Well, with you doing all this traveling, do you feel somewhat disconnected from the family during the holiday season, or you stay well connected? How important is family to you? Because it's very important. I see it through Instagram, but our listening audience, share with us how important family is to you.
Well, it's very important to me. I mean, it's everything. I mean, all my shows are with my family. Everything that I do is family-oriented. We have books on family, and it's just been, you know, the backbone of what keeps me going and makes me happy.
Right. And my last thing is there anything you're giving back to? I know you've encouraged people to find a way to give back this season, and Jesus is the reason for the season. It's not necessarily gifts. So any volunteer time, charity work that's coming in the Reverend Run's home? Are y'all doing anything special in that nature?
Yeah, well, we have a philanthropic effort that's called Rush Philanthropic, where we it's Rush Arts, where we give back to artists, and we have a place for different arts. So we've been doing this for so many years. Me and my brother Russell Simmons and my brother Danny Simmons, we formed this so many years ago, and it's something that's near and dear to our hearts. So we do lots of giving because my mother was an artist and my brother's an artist. So, you know, that's basically how we've been doing.
Awesome, awesome. And Reverend Ryan, how can others,
Hold on one second.
Yeah, sorry I had to cut Rev off. We have a hard stop, though.
We have to stop.
We got a hard stop. We got to go on to the next opportunity. But thank you so much.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Took the phone from me.
Thank you, Reverend Ryan.
That I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me. Lord, where would I be without your grace and mercy? Oh, now I have one question, Lord, why? Never know, my life was headed out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
Something out of nothing. Oh, nothing. You made something out of nothing.